yesterday around this time, we told you about this disturbing report out of Pierce County that shows over the past 4 years, deputies were five times more likely to use force on black people versus white people. And this was a report that was done in cooperation with the county executive's office, the prosecutor's office, the Pierce County sheriff's office, and also the public defender's office. And we wanted to dive deeper into this topic, G.
We do. And so who's better to join us right now than Pierce County Executive Bruce Dammeyer? Welcome to the show, Bruce.
Thank you, G. Appreciate the opportunity to address this important topic with you and Ursula.
Well, I want to go into it. I've got a chance to read it. I'm sure you have read it in depth, probably more so than any of us have. First question is how did you feel when you first saw the report and the findings of that report?
Well, the first thing, G, is I would say that the people of Pierce County need our criminal justice system to keep them safe in every community in Pierce County and to make sure that every resident is treated fairly, justly, and equitably. So the information in this report, some of it was very concerning to me on behalf of our county.
How about personally for you? I know you're speaking for Pierce County right now. I'm talking about personally for you. How did you feel when you read the report?
It was very hard. This is my community. I've, born and raised here, grew up here. It's not anything you would ever want to see in your community. I want to make sure that everybody in my community is treated fairly and justly. So I have some concerns about it. That said, we don't know enough information from the we know we have an issue that we need to look further into. There's not enough information to determine whether that disproportionality or the actions by our sheriff's deputies were either appropriate or inappropriate. We've got to dive in deeper.
And Bruce, speaking of that, so what is going to happen next? The thing that struck me is that the Pierce County Sheriff's Office, the prosecutor, both said something similar, which was, we're not exactly surprised by this. So what happens next if you're seeing that there's a disproportionate use of force on black people versus white people? What next?
So the first thing in your entry, Ursula, you highlighted the fact that we've got a good criminal justice work group that is made up of two people from the executive's office, two people from the prosecutor's office, two people from the sheriff's office, and two people from our public defender's office. And that group, they're amazing leaders in Pierce County. It is 50% leaders of color from Pierce County. They have been doing the important work of diving in here. This is their second major report that they have done. They did one a year ago, and they are really expert at this. So one of the things that I have asked them to do. So first of all, one of the key things going forward is body cameras and dash cameras, that we need the ability to have that kind of that independent video record of what happened. That's really key to understanding the situation that unfolded where our deputies were present and they needed to use force. The second thing is we have asked the criminal justice work group, this team, to go, and I've asked them by the end of the year to come forward with a recommendation on what is our next step to dive deeper into this data. What is the appropriate way that we use the tools to really effectively assess the use of force? And then the final thing, and the sheriff's department is doing this kind of immediately, is they are instituting an additional review of any time physical force is used on any minors.
We are joined here by Executive Pierce County, Bruce Dammeyer. And Bruce, on the show with us, I want to make sure I pronounce the name right. Julie DeMuth, is that right?
Yes, Julie okay. DeMuth is our Assistant Director of Budget and Performance, super smart. If there's something important going on, when you talk about our transparency efforts in Pierce County, Julie has been leading those, and she has been key to putting this important report together.
Well, I appreciate that. Julie, thank you for joining us. My question for you is there any way to interpret this report that doesn't show biased policing?
Our group of data analysts, we've reviewed the data in depth. We've run multiple scenarios of the data using various measures of force and, most importantly, different measures of a baseline. Every way that we analyze the data shows the same pattern of disproportionality. So we are very confident that the results of the report indicate disproportionality and that there's really no other way to interpret the data.
Bruce, Executive Bruce, I want to ask you this here. Like, this is something that was the report that came out. First of all, I want to say there are a bunch of people that are grateful that you guys did do this. So that, thank you for that. However, with this report, for years, people like myself who've gone through this, who have been unfairly treated by police officers in my lifetime, right? And people for years have been telling leaders that this has been going on for years. When was the first time, Bruce, that you thought maybe that there is a problem possibly with some reports like this? When did you first hear something like that?
Well, I've heard anecdotally about it a lot, but a year ago, our criminal justice work group did their first report, and it showed disproportionality in arrest rates across every jurisdiction in Pierce County for Black or African Americans. And that was what drove this really deep and comprehensive dive into all the reports and the databases in our sheriff's department, because we said we've got to dive deeper. We've got to know what's happening in our community. That's what has us to this point. And now we need to go to the next level. At the same time, G, I would also say, you know, this is our work in criminal justice reform to root out any bias that might be there. But at the same time, as you and I both know, this is not strictly a criminal justice issue. There's education reform that shows disproportionality. There's economic that shows disproportionality. And we've got to address those as well. And I think you would have been very proud. Last night we have a BIPOC business accelerator group. It's a group where we are bringing together aspiring small business owners, either who want to start a new business or grow their business. And we've been bringing them together as a way to strengthen the economic opportunity in Pierce County. Last night was the graduation after 6 weeks of classes for the second cohort. And that was a very positive thing for our community.
I love to hear the positive things. Can you update us, Bruce, on what the situation is right now with cameras, body cams for Pierce County Sheriff's deputies? And
yes.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Ursula. That, you know, those are absolutely key. And I would tell you that our deputies see that they are key for them, and they welcome transparency and accountability. And at the same time, I would tell you it is critical to building trust in our community, particularly in light of a report like this. So at this point, we have a tentative agreement with our guild. We've got some business before our council, and then before there should be a vote taken by the guild, but I anticipate that we'll have all the memorandum of understandings necessary to get those implemented before the end of the year.
Is everybody on the same? Everybody seems to be on the same page with the body cams, because it seems like it's taken a long time to do that. Has everybody been on the same page consistently when it comes to want to have the body cams?
Everybody is a large group of people, G. I would tell you that when I do ride-alongs with our deputies out in the field, and I most recently did one, I did the graveyard shift. So I was out there from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m., and I would tell you the deputies that I talk to in the field welcome them. They want them. They think it's going to be good and protect them. These are good deputies that want to do the right thing by our community. They welcome them. They think if it roots out a bad cop, that's a good thing for them. Nobody wants a bad cop. And they want to see trust They want to see that they are trusted by their community, and they see it's good for that as well.
One last – oh, go ahead, Ursula. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to – because we're getting some text messages and some feedback, and this is a question that I often hear or a comment that I often hear, and I wanted to ask, will your deeper dive, now that you've got these statistics too, will that be looking into the response or the reactions of those who are approached by the deputies? And if there is and I'm guessing this is someone who is concerned, too, about maybe the deputies getting too much heat for responses. Are we looking into whether some of these people who have been arrested or these cases, what has been the response by someone who's been arrested or stopped, if that makes sense?
So I'm not exactly sure, but we do want to use that data to make sure that our deputies are acting appropriately in the situation and responding appropriately in the situation. That's, you know, something that we want everywhere. That is why, particularly with the youth, we're even though there's very few times when our deputies are involved in use of physical force with youth, that's so important. We're starting that now, right? When you start look at the larger numbers, we've got to figure out the right approach. That's why Julie and her team are going to look at making a strong recommendation on what is the right approach that we can start meaningfully assessing that data, particularly using the body and dash cams.
Pierce County Executive Bruce Dammeyer, we really appreciate you for taking the time to join our show. We are looking forward to you guys making the changes that needs to happen for the residents and the people of Pierce County. And thank you in general for putting together this report. That's huge in itself. Thank you.
Thank you very much, G. Thank you, Ursula.